Welcome. You're listening to Talk About Healthy Living. I am so pleased to have you join me today. So there are those yoga students who think the more they can twist their bodies into a pretzel, the more they're getting something worthwhile out of a posture. But it simply is not so. Yoga goes way beyond fitness or flexibility. To me, it's more about life and dealing with all of life's challenges in a different way than we're used to. I'll explain why, and I'll help you with a few tips for improving your life. I'm your host, Peggy Silfan, a personal development coach trained by world masters in Eastern and Western traditions. One of the masters is Sri Amritji, Yogi Amritasai, who was a pioneer as he was among the first to bring yoga to the West from India over 60 years ago. I've trained with him, worked with him. I wrote a book of his teachings, embodying the power of the zero stress zone. And I'm currently working on another book with Gurudev, as we call him. So when you practice an asana on the yoga mat, a posture, let's say you do Vrksasana or tree pose, where you're standing on one leg. And as you're doing it, you keep losing your balance. Do you get frustrated? Do you become critical of yourself? Or do you just notice that, oh, my balance is off today, and you try again and again? Yoga teaches you a lot about yourself and how you approach situations. It shows you how your mind works and even what you think about yourself. So yoga gives you an opportunity to grow, to access who you truly are, and to learn how to ignite your personal power within. Then beyond that, it also moves the energies through your body to open channels and meridians so that your body actually functions more optimally. It activates the prana, the vital life force energy. And when you pay attention to the sensations and feelings in your body, you connect to a consciousness. You connect to the observer, who is you. And the action you're doing is neither good nor bad. It's just a lesson to show you who you are in that very moment. So the intention of yoga is to detach from your reactive self, like losing your balance, and then hearing yourself become angry internally, maybe even telling yourself that you're just no good, you can't do this, you can't do anything right. Does that sound familiar at all? We often create these self-fulfilling prophecies, which are based on preconceived notions, messages we've gotten from the past or from our culture, and these are changeable in a transformative way using yoga. So I'm trained in Amrit Yoga, also known as I Am Yoga, which is the integrated Amrit method, and we train in a way that truly calms the restless mind by focusing on feelings and being, rather than on doing a posture perfectly. You learn instead how to accept whatever is showing up for you in any given moment and just see it, just observe it. The body is used as a vehicle through which you recognize your blockages that can keep you from the connection to your very being. And these blockages exist on a physical, mental, or even emotional level. So in Amrit Yoga, we begin with a Hatha Yoga posture to bring awareness to the surface so that we can then reintegrate that awareness or that emotion, old memories, fears, shame, anger. These may all surface, but when you encounter these emotions with meditative attention, you can release them immediately. So the foundation of Hatha Yoga is really to experience the personal limitations and move through them therapeutically and spiritually. So in Amrit Yoga, the first part is the practice of Hatha Yoga, which presents the active dynamic pose. Then there's always a second part of a posture, which is Raja Yoga. And it's a pause to feel the internal effects of the physical movement and to be able to enter deep silence. By combining the two, you connect to the observer. And you can watch your thoughts, reactions without judgment. Your ego wants to criticize with a constant chatter, but instead you can just stay on that inward focus and meditative awareness, blending physical, mental, and spiritual dimensions. And without this second half, Hatha Yoga remains incomplete. These skills of mindful attention and meditative awareness that you cultivate on a yoga mat can be applied to challenges encountered in life off the yoga mat, and you can be empowered to enter an experience of unity and even ecstasy. So I encourage you to truly observe the feelings, the sensations of every movement you make in yoga. Become the observer, moving through self-study, self-discovery. You are not your ego. You're not even your thoughts. You are the witness, the watcher of those thoughts and emotions that come and go. You are the consciousness, which is why Gurudev calls this practice the posture of consciousness. Now, part of this process is learning to move from duality to polarity by unconditionally embracing the inherent dichotomy of our personal choices and biases. Polarities manifest in the form of likes and dislikes, fear and addiction, good and evil, right and wrong, success and failure. You get the idea. When we allow both poles to be present equally, we move from duality back to the natural polarity that exists at the source of creation. That's nature. That's our true nature. And we can enter into an acceptance of this natural polarity. So you can begin to practice your yoga with increased intention as a way of accessing who you truly are. When you integrate mind and body in your yoga practice, you enter a deeper level that allows you really to use your body to connect to the divinity within you. In this way, you align with your higher self and can effortlessly find your path to wellness, to passion, to purpose. And you'll be able to dismantle emotional reactions and self-criticisms on the yoga mat the more you practice, and the more you're able to use that to interact with your life off the mat in a new way, you'll see how you cultivate more confidence, improved connection to good health, personal talents. You'll become capable of using body and mind to transcend the limits ordinarily imposed by both your body and mind. And this is the basis of Amrit Yoga. It's a non-aggressive, non-competitive, non-mental response to the primal wisdom of prana, which is our evolutionary life force. And the practice leads to union, union of the individual soul with the infinite cosmic soul. And that's the real purpose of yoga. So with commitment to the practice, you'll be led to long-term improvements that will totally transform your life. I will include a link to an earlier episode, I recorded it last year, in which I actually guide you through an experience in Amrit Yoga, so you can listen to that and try it for yourself. I hope you benefited from your time with me today. I'm sending you love and light, and I invite you to join me again next week for another episode of Talk About Healthy Living.